60 now, so he has been very well tried and nearly equal favourite with no off switch, which has been easy. All right, race 7, the last one in, green light, Lure Travels, we're all set for the 7th. Ready? And racing, walking out with Cash and Coys off the inside, no off switch, and Galba Cam away quickly, and from the outside, Creative Keys going to outpace him and go to the lead. The third, Zipping Joliet, then no off switch. They'll follow between runners, Brunelli 10, Sprint Convicts a mile back and in all sorts of trouble, and Boona Road the tail ender. So as they turn, and Creative Keys out by 3, Zipping Joliet's back to the inside from Cash and Coys, but Creative Key doing it well. Creative Key got the money from Zipping Joliet, Cash and Coys, no off switches run 4th. Followed after a break in the field, then came further back to Boona Road along with Spring Cosmic. Never got into it today. Galbert Cam was one of the last and the time recorded. In fact, we missed one here. Brunelli Ted, the one that got the backwash of it all. It's galloping around freely in the back straight and 24.79 the time recorded. So number 8, Creative Key, has got home by Feral Frankie, Summer Key, Adrian Rowe, and Andrew Rowe, the trainer. Number 2, second, Zipping at Joliet, Michael Hardman. And 1/3, Cash and Coins after a poor start, Ruth Maddick, third. Number 5, fourth. 8, 2, 1, and 5, the interims, a length and a half by 1 3/4. It's a good run, 24.79. Splits of 5.56, 10.85, the second split. She was flying into the first quarter, Creative Key. That's top-grade sections. And 8215 Spring Cosmic began moderately, got back into the field, and he just didn't pick up into the first corner and then got the backwash of trouble at the first turn, and he was out of play. Okay, 8215 is a stands after race number 7. All right, waiting for the all clear as we go to the race 8 today. This is the 5th grade final. Scratchings are 2, 3 and 9. 2, 3, 9. Reserve number 10 in the box 2. And the 8th event due at 11 minutes after 3.